Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And welcome back in on this Thursday morning. We're joined now by Jim Cook, the president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, because NOLA Christmas Fest is starting this weekend. Jim, thanks for taking some time to talk with us about this great event coming up.
Good morning, Don. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Tell us about the event. What are the dates and times when people can come down there and take part in the celebration?
Sure. So the NOLA Christmas Fest will open this Saturday at 11 o'clock. This marks our 12th anniversary of hosting this event, and our keynote sponsor is Coca-Cola. We're grateful to have them back with us again this year. And it will be in halls H, I, and J, which are the upriver side of the convention center, directly across from the large parking lot that you can access off Calliope or Convention Center Boulevard.
Jim, take me through the setup for the Christmas Fest. Once I come through the gate, what am I going to be able to do and see there?
Sure. Once you come in, you'll be in awe of stepping into 300,000 square feet of decorated winter wonderland space. And we'll have, once again, we'll have our ice skating rink. We have giant ice slides. We have indoor carnival rides. And, you know, the scale of the convention center allows us to do things like that. We have a Ferris wheel and some swings and lots of other sort of large-scale carnival rides for the kids. We have activities for the kids throughout that will be happening. We also have mini-golf, so a lot to do and a lot of opportunity, plus plenty of picture-taking opportunities for the families.
What about the ice bumper cars? I'm interested in that. I remember the bumper cars out at Pontchartrain Beach. So much fun.
This is new this year, and we're excited to have it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but the what the team has told me is that those that are smaller and lighter will have the advantage of being able to move a little faster. So,
I'm in trouble.
That's what I said. we're looking forward to it. It's a fun idea. I guess they run on wheels, but they're on ice, and so I think different than those that are on the old style track. Maybe the bumps aren't as severe for this, but we're looking forward to seeing how it goes.
What's it like? What's the goal of riding? Is it just to hit as many people as you can and survive?
Or? Yeah, I think it's a lot like the one that's not on ice.
That'd be interesting to see that. Maybe we can get some video and show that on there. What is this going to cost us to get in for, say, a family?
Sure. So the prices are different based on the day of the week, but on weekdays it is $25, and on weekends it's $30. The ticket price gets you into a half day session. So there's the morning session, which is 11 to 3:30, and then there's afternoon sessions that start, or afternoon evening that start 4:30 and go until 9 p.m. So once you're in, you're welcome to stay for the whole session.
And what particularly is there in store for kids? You know, kids and Christmas just go hand in hand. They're in such awe, and I love to watch them when they see some of those displays.
Right. So we have new this year, we've actually partnered with the Louisiana Children's Museum, and they're helping to engage with us. They're creating a literacy nook and winter theme books. There's holiday cornhole. There's a winter sensory bin with building a snowflake catcher. So lots of activities for the young ones. For those that are a little older, we've got train like an elf, so we can burn a little energy learning how to train like an elf, and work your way through the elf obstacle course, and including a little elf limbo, which I think my elf limbo days are far behind me, but I'm sure that the yeah. littles will enjoy it.
What's in store for people if they want to grab a bite to eat down there?
Yeah, we have our actually several different food opportunities throughout the experience, and then we also have a lounge for the adults that are coming in for an opportunity to get a seasonal cocktail, and also a chance to watch, if you're here on Sunday, to watch the Saints game. So we'll have TVs there showing events. So you don't have to miss out on anything that's happening while you're here.
Is there an age limit on the face painting? I got some friends I want to bring in there to get some their faces painted.
I don't expect any age limits. I think you're good.
And cookie decorating's good too.
That's right.
What are the day? It opens up Saturday. How long will it be running?
Yep, that's right. So it opens up on Saturday. And it will run through the 28th.
Very good. Jim, can you stay with me through
or
the break?
29th.
I want to, 20th through 29th. If you can stay with me through the break when we come back, I want to maybe give us a little bit of advance notice, a sneak preview on what's coming up in 2026. That convention center is so versatile. There's so many different variations. It's not just for conventions. There's a lot of other things go on there. We're talking with Jim Cook. He's the president and CEO of the New Orleans Convention Center, and we'll be right back after this. And welcome back in. Don Dubuque filling in for Tommy Tucker this week. Tommy will be back with you on Monday. He'll be back with you for a little brief stint tomorrow. We're going to hear from Tommy, too. So stay tuned for that. Of course, right now we're talking about the Ernest Morial Convention Center. The president and CEO is joining us, Jim Cook. And we're talking about the NOLA Christmas Fest, one of the events that's kicking off tomorrow there. We'll be going all the way through the 29th of December. Jim, I don't know when the convention center was built, if it was built to accommodate all the different shows and events that take place there. Tell us about all the different events that have been held in the convention center.
Sure. We were built back when Mayor Morial was envisioning it. The idea was to create an economic engine for the city and a way to build economic prosperity across the community. And so the idea is we would bring in conventions and events as one of the key focus, and that helps to fill the hotels and keep the restaurants full and bring folks to work in transportation and in event management and all of the other areas that touch it. But in addition to that, because the way the halls are built, the halls are really just cement floor with appropriate power and stuff, and then just large space. And we were intentionally built to allow the halls to be combined in different ways. And that gives us an enormous amount of flexibility to host everything from, conventions where you're in a meeting room with the chairs lined up to where you're in a trade show with booths running across, or, as we have coming up this April, you have basketball courts all throughout the center, and you have multiple, a major basketball tournament happening. We acted as the training facility for one of the professional football teams that came in to play against the Saints, and they put about 50 yards of turf down and ran practice drills here at the center. So, we can handle all kinds of things, from formal to sporting to events like we're hosting with the NOLA Christmas Fest this weekend.
Yeah, there's been several cooking events and competitions, and I've been to boat shows there that have worked out very well. Kind of give us a rundown starting in January of 2026. What can we look forward to for the year?
So it's we're looking at close to 100 events again this year. We expect to be a little bit more by the time the year all comes through. We did about 125 this year. We have we open with the typical Sugar Bowl activity moving in, and then shifting right into January with our convention season kicking off. This summer, we actually are hosting Bocuse d'Or is coming back, which is a big culinary competition. It's a global competition among professional chefs and truly the best of the best. And the winners from the event here will move on to Paris for the finals. So we hosted this 2 years ago. We're excited to have them back. And so there's things that are happening throughout. You know, we're eager to see Essence come back again this summer, and join us for their annual event. And you know, we host for the Essence Festival close to 150,000 people for the events that are held here at the center. So lots happening again, and we're looking forward to that. I mentioned the basketball. We have a girls basketball tournament that's produced by Nike, and it's one of the elite competitions in the country that is choosing to come here to New Orleans this year, and we're very excited about welcoming them this coming April.
And when will that be?
That'll be late April, early May. So it's in, I believe, the week between Jazz Fest weekends.
You know, Jim, some of the people that I kind of have an inside communication and contact with that have come here and have put on demonstrations and booths in the conventions, they say they love coming to New Orleans. One of the reasons is everything is so close. They say they go to other cities for these type of events, and they might have a 30-minute drive from the motel to where they got to go to some of these events, and they say it's also, concentrated. It's just easy to walk around and get to everything. And a lot of people in the media say the same thing. Is that one of your pitches when you guys are offering up the center for use?
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about, you know, the hotel inventory that's here in the CBD and in the warehouse district, and then, you know, it's barely a mile to get from the convention center all the way to the Superdome. And so, and over to the French Quarter, you're less, you know, a mile to the far side of the convention, to the far side of the French Quarter, like, let's say, moving into the Barony and Bywater. So the ability to just walk to everything that you would want, whether it's restaurant or shopping or museum or art gallery, is all right here. In fact, this week we have hosted the American Geophysical Union, which is 20,000 geophysicists. So we've got some very smart people in the building right now, and they're doing everything from how the Earth is created to or structured to how the what's happening out in space. So, but they are everywhere. I'm sure folks have seen them around every day at lunch. They swarm the restaurants in the warehouse district and work their way into the CBD. It's great having them here. They've been here for almost a whole week. And it's the type of thing like this that, you know, literally in the center of December, when not as many people are meeting, we were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We're able to bring just, you know, literally thousands of people to work to take care of this.
Yeah, those geophysicists have a reputation of partying real hard, I can tell you that. There's 20,000 of them in town. It's got to be wild. Jim, what else do y'all pitch when you go out? Because you're very successful. It seems to be booked year-round. And how far out does a business or a convention have to book you guys?
So a large one like this geophysicist is usually a 10-year, 8 to 10-year running room, and can even be longer. We have conventions that are definite in New Orleans for 2033, 2034, and it seems like that's forever away. But when you need to put together a block of, you know, 18,000 or 20,000 rooms, you have to find a city where hotels have that much inventory available. And so they have to take it off the shelf early to do that. For smaller events, it's a little easier to do it with a five-year window. And then, you know, sometimes we get lucky, like this Nike competition I told you about that actually booked in 2025 and are coming in 2026. And that's very rare for a large event, but we love it when it happens because it means we had the space and now we got to put somebody in.
You know, Jim, in the business I'm in, my primary coverage is on the outdoor aspects, the fishing and the hunting, and they have shows, and I get an awful lot of invitations because they want the media there to go back and showcase what they have. How have you been with the media participation? I don't watch a lot of out-of-town media, so I don't know. Do you get a lot of coverage from media on your events?
We do, depending on the type of event. Some shows, depending on who they are, don't push too much, or they have their own media program that they want to run. And then others get more media. But we, you know, especially locally, we love to talk about what's happening here because it feels, and as I've sort of learning this organization from the inside versus from the outside, you know, that many of our neighbors don't really understand what happens here and how much happens here. So I love being able to talk about it and appreciate the time with you.
And what are some of the areas around the country that you get a lot of participation from that seem to be just abnormally more events come from one particular part of the country?
We do a lot of associations, and so many of them are headquartered in either the D.C. area or the Chicago area. And so the meeting planners or the association is based in many times one of those two spots. And then on the corporate side, we see more and more now from the West Coast, especially when technology is involved. So we see more coming that way. But the Northeast, when it's either medical or other associations that are based in D.C. or out of the Boston area, sometimes on the medical or New Jersey area, New York area, when it's financial or pharmaceutical.
Jim, if there was one wish for 2026 that you could get granted that would help you, something that maybe you get questioned on from prospective visitors and convention organizers that you don't have, that you need. I mean, certainly you got the versatility of the building itself. The area is concentrated. It's compact. The food is a huge draw for out-of-town visitors. And there's a historic aspect to the city of New Orleans, too. What is it that you seem to be lacking that maybe you could use some help that would even book the more participation in the facility?
The big project that we're working on right now that is a real competitive challenge for us is having a headquarter hotel directly either at the convention center that's a new build product like they're putting in so many other cities. So our key competitive cities like, historically, the big ones like Chicago and San Francisco, et cetera, we're now competing heavily with Nashville and competing with Indianapolis and competing with Atlanta in a different way because they have built hotels, brand new hotels, right next to their convention centers. And that's what our customers are asking for. They're looking for a new hotel. So we've been working with Omni Hotels on a potential headquarter hotel project, and our authority here has committed to a development agreement. We're working our way through that process. But if we could make this happen, this would be the first new convention hotel in our city in over 40 years. And it's a type of thing that our customers are looking for because they're seeing it in other cities. So we're very, you know, in terms of my wish for next year, it would be that we could begin to break ground and make this project happen.
And what type of time span would you be looking at?
We'd love to be able to break ground sometime in the middle of 2026. We have a goal of trying to complete this hotel by early 2030.
Excellent. Well, Jim, you got a lot going on down there, and we're kicking it all off with the NOLA Christmas Fest this weekend. I want to thank you for taking time and talking about this facility that certainly is an economic engine and drives the tourism, and the tourism drives it, and we're very proud of it, and y'all do a good job with it. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you. And for those that are thinking about NOLA Christmas Fest, you can find us at NOLAChristmasFest.com.
All right. Look for me on the ice bumper cars. I'll be at the ice bumper car. Thanks, Jim. All right. That's Jim Cook. There he goes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.